Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight, something appealing.
Umar Khan is a comedian who's been part of the D.C., Maryland, Virginia comedy scene for about 6 years. He hosts a monthly comedy showcase on the first Thursday of every month, and he joins me here in the studio. And on the phone for what I'm sure is his stately and spacious home in Manassas, Virginia, is Ramin Mustafavi, who is headlining this event. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
So, Ramin, you're the headliner on the show on Thursday night. It's up at Joe's Squared here in Baltimore. Do you have kids? When you work a gig, I mean, what happens to the kids? How do you make sure that they're taken care of?
Yeah, I've got three kids. I'm sure they're in my spacious home here somewhere. you get them covered in one way or another. Babysitting's expensive, I try to use my mom helps out and. A cheap trick I like to do, I like to play hide and seek with them, where I tell them to hide, I leave the house for 3 or 4 hours, do a gig, and then when I come back, maybe I'll find them, maybe I won't. I don't know. It's a good free way to have babysitting without an actual babysitter.
A little free babysitting, it's good. We just don't want to let social services know about it too much.
Oh, yeah, no, they have a blast. Social services does not like that game at all.
And Umar Khan, you host this thing.
I do, yes.
But you actually, in your day job, you actually work with kids yourself. So, you know, is working with kids a good training for a comedian?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, because kids say the most insane things.
The darndest things.
The darndest things. And, the other day I was counseling a girl and she just looked at me out of nowhere. She just stopped. We weren't talking about anything related to this, but she just looked at me. She's like, you know, you don't look like someone who pays rent. It's like... What is that supposed to mean?
I wonder, what does a typical rent-paying person look like? Yeah.
Probably not someone in their 20s who still wears hoodies to their job.
Well, you know, I mean, and Ramin, are you married? Is there a significant other in the picture when it comes to child care? Or are you on the scene?
I got divorced last year. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yay, Ramin. Good for you.
We specialize in people's personal pain.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, it's also really good for comedy also. I've got a solid 10, 15 minutes I've written since the divorce based on divorce. So it helps out in some ways. And we had a good marriage, you know. It wasn't a bad one at all. We both think it was a good idea. But, yeah, getting back out in the dating scene is it can be difficult. I think a lot of your listeners can relate to that, especially just because I dated in my 20s. I got married in my 20s, and now I'm trying to date again. I'll be 40 this year. You know, you're a whole different person at that point. As I think in my 20s, I like to say I used to care and I used to have patience for other people's, you know, shortcomings, in my opinion. And now these days, it's little things where I'm like, oh, you don't like Phil Collins? This is never going to work out for me.
That's right.
You know?
That's a deal breaker.
That's your deal breaker, Phil Collins?
Phil Collins is a deal breaker.
Little bitty. So it used to be broad issues. I had a lot. Now it's, yeah, that's it. You don't like Phil Collins, you're done.
Ramin complains, but Ramin crushes on online dating. And, like, meanwhile, I can't get any dates from online dating.
Online dating is a whole other universe. I mean, like, people who are involved in that now, you know, I've been married for 30 years, so what do I know? But, you know, it's a whole new skill, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's weird. So I got out of a relationship about a year ago, and so I signed up for Tinder, which is an online dating app. And
that's the thing where you swipe.
You swipe.
Pictures.
So you see it's horrible. You see faces, and if you like someone, you swipe right. If you don't, you're like, ugh, get out of here, and you swipe left.
Well, thank God there's no objectification involved.
No, not at all. And sometimes you read descriptions, right? But I wasn't so, and if both people swipe right, then you match and you can start messaging each other. But I wasn't getting any matches, and I started feeling ugly. Like, it killed my confidence. I started feeling ugly about myself. But then, this is true, I read a study that said people of color are way less likely to get matched on online dating sites. And then so after reading that, like, a wave of relief fell over me. I was like, oh my God, thank God. I'm not ugly. The world is racist. Which is way more of a comfortable thought for me.
It's so comforting to realize the world is racist.
Yes,
too,
right?
Yeah. Well, I'd be too sure, buddy. Don't be too sure.
I know. I'd much rather live in a hateful world where I'm good looking.
First things first, right, Umar? That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump for president as long as I'm pretty.
And, you know, Ramin, you guys, exactly. You guys are in a business where you're on stage. It's a visual medium. I mean, people got to see you. I mean, how do you stay in shape? Do you hit the gym a lot, Ramin? What's your exercise regimen? The exercise regimen of the great comedians.
I try to. I don't, I hate it, you know, and especially I have to. These days, like in my, I used to be able to go work out and everything was just fine, and now I have to base my workout routine around how my sciatic nerve is feeling on a particular day. You know, whether I can do the yoga class or not, or if I can. It depends what's hurting that day, and whatever's not hurting, then I can work that out. Or I try to play. I play a lot of basketball, and not that I'm good at it. I prefer it over a treadmill any day of the week. But the problem is when I go, I'll go to like the YMCA. Quite a bit, and so the demographic that's playing basketball is not 40-year-old dudes like me. It's all guys half my age, and they make fun of me for the way I dress and the way I play, the shoes that I wear. They make fun of me. They always say how bad I'm going to lose the games, and I'm always like, "Come on, guys, lose!" Like, I just go to the YMCA in a minivan. You understand me? Like, I've already lost.
You've taken care of the losing part. Yeah,
I lost way before I showed up.
There's an old Go-Gurt wrapper, like, hanging off your shorts.
That might be cool. I mean, there's a lot of trends I don't understand, and maybe I should incorporate tags hanging off my clothes and.
That is something I'm really scared of.
You're scared of Go-Gurt wrappers hanging off
your shorts? Go-Gurt wrappers hanging off me.
That's a good thing to be scared of.
No, but like, you know, I've been...
I hereby pronounce you psychologically healthy.
That's definitely not a thing for me. But, like, I'm a super skinny dude, and, you know, I'm in my, like, late 20s, but everyone's like, hey, when you hit 32, like, you're just going to get fat. And I was like, what? And then, like, everyone that I work with... They're like, you know, they're not the most in shape, but they're like, yeah, I look just like you when I was your age. And I was like, oh, boy.
Giving you so much to look forward
to. Yeah, seriously.
Well, you're right about that.
You're by no means an old fellow there, Umar. You're one of those guys, like, Umar will use lingo with me where he'll have to back up and go, oh, yeah, sorry, that means. Like, the other day he texted the word basic to me. And
basic?
To me, basic is a word that means like basically, but apparently in his generation that means like common or plain, or it's, you know, the, all these slang terms. I try to keep up with it, especially because I hang out with a lot of younger comics, so I get some of what they're saying, but I still get surprised sometimes. Some of them are really annoying at my age, like the word epic. They use epic.
Yeah.
Instead of excellent or awesome, and everything's epic.
And I for one think they should switch to biblical, personally. But yeah, all right.
Everything's biblical,
right? Right.
Yo, Ramin, you had a biblical set tonight.
Right, a biblical set.
I just think it should be. Epic is a huge deal, and now they're just like, I went to a party last night. It was epic. Yeah. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, parties aren't epic. All right. Ramin Mustafavi will be headlining the comedy showcase Gin and Jokes on Thursday night at Joe Squared in the Station North Arts and Entertainment District. Umar Khan will be the host. Other comedians on the bill include Jim Meyer, Russ Green, and Pierre Benoit. Doors open at 8:30. Show starts at 9 o'clock. Umar Khan hosts a local comedy showcase on the first Thursday of every month. Come to our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We'll connect you with more information. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, Congressman John Sarbanes here on Maryland Morning. Hope you can join us then. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. The Writer's Almanac is up next. Have a great day.